Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Drive. First to breaking news in Kansas City.
All right, so you know how we were tracking to see if Colin Saunders was going to be picked up off waiver claims by the Chiefs. He has not. In fact, no team in the NFL put in waiver claims for Colin Saunders. So now he is a free agent. He is free to sign with any team in the National Football League. Now, that doesn't mean that no one wants him. You have to assume the contract whenever you claim a player off waivers. So now that no team is going to claim it, it then ends that deal, and now you can negotiate a free agent contract. So it is certainly going to save whatever team that ends up signing him a little bit of money. So you can sign him to the practice squad. You could end up signing him to your 53-man roster. We obviously will track it for you guys to let you know what happens. But we did have an update. Colin Saunders was recently released by the Jacksonville Jaguars because it happened after the NFL trade deadline. He is subject to waivers. No team in the NFL has claimed him off of waivers. We'll see if he signs a free agent deal with the Kansas City Chiefs and is back next week for their matchup against the Indianapolis Colts. Earlier today, I got a chance to be joined by a friend of the show, Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1 and First Things First. And I asked him, what game are you most looking forward to this weekend? Because we got five good ones. Bucks and Bills, Chargers and Jaguars, Seahawks and Rams, Chiefs, Broncos, and Lions and Eagles. I asked Danny, which one of those games is he most looking forward to?
Bears, Vikings, obviously. That's what you had me on for, right? Talk a little Caleb Williams, baby. Can he do it again? Ice in his veins? Do you think he's Neo in the Matrix? Is he Iceman? Is he C. Willie? What do you think? That's why you had me on, right?
Well, that is not why I had you on here. I don't even know if that game would register in my top five. You know, we got Tampa Bay at Buffalo. We got Chiefs at Broncos. We got Lions at Eagles. We got a great game in the NFC West. Chargers at Jaguars. I'm not sure if that game even hits top five this weekend.
Yeah, it's not going to be in most people's quad box multi-view. I understand. No, listen, I think that Rams-Seahawks is the best game just through the vacuum of what has been accomplished on the field this year. The winner is in first place. The winner has a shot at the one seed. They're the only two teams in the NFL that rank in the top five in both offense and defense. Like, Stafford's the MVP favorite. Darnold's got a shot at MVP. Jackson Smith and Jigba has a shot at 2,000 yards. Devontae Adams leads the NFL in touchdown catches. Sean McVay, is he the best offensive coach in football? Mike McDonald, is he the best defensive coach in football? Like, pure on-the-field 2025 X's and O's football, I think Rams-Seahawks is clearly the answer to your question. I will say that the Sunday night game between the Eagles and the Lions is the game that I am personally most interested in watching, and it is because I think it's the game that we were robbed of last year. Like, I think that game was what the NFC Championship game was supposed to be if the Lions didn't have 15 players end up on injured reserve from their defense over the course of the year. Like, they were number one and number two in basically every NFC category that mattered. And I thought that the Lions offense, you know, before Ben Johnson had left, before the retirement on their offensive line, like that offense against Philly's offense, it was also unstoppable with their offensive line with Saquon. Like, to me, that it felt like we were heading to like a 45-42 shootout, like that Chiefs-Rams game from many years ago. Like, I know that we were going to get like a shootout Big 12 style classic in the NFC title game. And then the Lions defense just, you know, they scored 31 in the divisional round against Washington and lost by 2 touchdowns because their defense just was so injured at the time. So I am most interested personally in Eagles-Lions, but I think the biggest game for this year is Rams-Seahawks.
So let's stay here with Philadelphia and just get your thoughts as you and I are from the outside looking in. I mean, this seems very obvious what is about to happen with A.J. Brown. They are going to play out the rest of this, and they are trading A.J. Brown this offseason. It feels like every single week, national shows like yours are talking about some quote, some comment. He was on Twitch, something that he had to say. It is clear he is unhappy there, and I just don't know how much longer this situation is going to be viable for all sides.
Yeah, I think that is the conventional wisdom at this point. The only thing I would say is he was reading a book on the sideline last year and they won a Super Bowl. So, you know, I do think that you can look at Philly and say, yeah, there was a profile piece that came out on him during the bye week that was a talking point. He quoted Bible verses after a win. You know, using me but not appreciating me was one of them. And then this most recent dust-up with Janky Rondo and his 200,000, you know, Twitch streamers or whatever it was. Like, he's clearly unhappy. He's clearly going about this in a poor way. But he's also clearly right. Like, it's crazy that he has 3 targets in a game against the Packers, 2 on the first drive of the game, and then 1 on a 4th-and-6 Hail Mary on the last play of the game, and nothing in between. He's right that their offense, which is the most expensive offense in the NFL, should be carrying the team, and they shouldn't be eking out 10-7 victories. He's right that he should be targeted over the middle of the field more, where he's been one of the best receivers in football over the last 5 years, and he's like not even in the top 50 of intermediate production this season. Like, I think 2 things can be true here. A.J. Brown is correct. The Eagles' offense is underperforming, and there's a problem, and his increased involvement would help it. But also, everyone else is right when it's like, this is a distraction. So, like, Philly seems to, like Bane was born in the darkness. Like, they seem to thrive in the distraction. Because think about it, man. Yes, all of these things are happening. Yes, it feels like we're heading to a breakup. But they seemingly had no interest in trading him at the deadline. And who has a more impressive resume this year based on wins? Not based on style of points, because they're 13th in point differential. But, like, they beat Dallas. They beat Kansas City. They beat the Rams. They beat the Bucks. They beat the Packers. Like, they're in first place in the NFC East. They have their division locked up. They've got a shot at the 1 seed. Like, it's not that bad based on the results. It's just bad on Tuesdays and Wednesdays when he's unnecessarily creating a news cycle.
Right now, we're talking to Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1. Be sure to check him out on First Things First. So to let you into something that I've been saying throughout the course of the week, to me, we are looking at sort of the old guard, the old money, Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore. They have dominated the AFC for the last 5 years. And then you have the new money teams, where that's Denver, Indianapolis, and New England, and those teams are really challenging the hierarchy of the AFC. Out of those 3 new teams, between Denver, Indianapolis, and New England, which of those teams do you believe in the most? Let's say the Chiefs go back to the AFC Championship game. It feels like it's a birthright at this point. Which one of those 3 teams do you think they're most likely to play?
It's a good question. If I had to buy stock in one of them that I was like adding to a portfolio to hold, it would be New England, because I think Drake May is just clearly a stud, and I am proud to say that there's hours of old footage or tape of me on the score saying that I thought the debate should have been Caleb Drake May if there was a debate, not Caleb Jaden Williams Jaden Daniels. I was always team Caleb, but like I loved Drake May coming out of college. I thought he was clearly an excellent prospect. So I'd buy stock in the Patriots. They'll probably be the 1 seed. So that's probably the answer to your question, but Bo Nix is not playing in an AFC title game. That is not happening. And Indy, I do really like a lot of the things that they're doing. So I guess I would power rank it New England 1, Indy 2, Denver 3. But I think that it's more likely that the old money of like Chiefs or Ravens is going to be the team that represents the AFC.
One team you didn't mention that I'm curious to get your thoughts on are the Buffalo Bills. I go back and forth with Buffalo. They beat Kansas City. I'm super impressed. They then go on the road against Miami, and they laid an egg for the first three quarters of that game and got dominated by a team that is looks lifeless at this point, that they're going to fire their head coach. This is a team that I think their defense might be a little bit overrated, and outside of James Cook, I don't really know who to trust on offense. It feels to me like Buffalo is going to blow a major advantage with a very soft schedule, a potentially down Kansas City, a potentially down Baltimore. This was supposed to be Buffalo's year to break through.
It was. I think, listen, Buffalo was my Super Bowl pick, and Josh Allen was my MVP pick. And I think that some of their offensive problems have been way overstated. Like, they're still the best rushing team in the NFL. They're still top six or seven in scoring. Josh Allen, the turnovers have upticked a little bit. They've lost some of the explosive plays. Like, that's, I think their offense is largely going to be fine. They're allowing 5.5 yards a carry. It's one of the five worst rush defenses of this century. Like, you just can't win that way. So, and that all can't be attributed to the Ed Oliver injury. So I do think that Buffalo maybe just has a fatal flaw on defense that they're not going to be able to overcome. I was surprised how aggressively they apparently tried to go get Jaylen Waddle. So maybe they think the big play offense with the Kincaid injury is, you know, not something that's going to be sustainable. But I think their offensive line is still great. Cook is great. Allen is great. We know that their best is as good as anybody, as evidenced by that Chiefs game, you know, the week before they got blown out by Miami. So I still think Buffalo's best is among the best, and they can win the Super Bowl. But unless Sean McDermott figures something out on that defense, it's getting tougher and tougher to make that argument.
Right now, we're talking to Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1. Danny, reading between the lines, it doesn't sound like you're a big Broncos believer. Now, I wonder how much of this is just when you play on a nationally televised games, those games get hyper-analyzed. But that 10-7 win against the Raiders is one of the worst games that I've seen so far this season, an absolute snooze fest. And I don't know how you could come out of that game really hopeful or optimistic about the Broncos that feel like they've been walking on that tightrope now for about 6 weeks.
Yeah, I don't need it to be the national televised game, buddy. Like, I'm watching the league, okay? Like, remove that game. How did you feel about their 18-15 win over Davis Mills in Houston? Did you love that 30-point fourth quarter that they needed to beat Jackson Dart and the Giants at home? I don't know. I was pretty impressed by 13-11 over the Jets. Like, Denver's defense is excellent, obviously. Their pass rush is dominant. Their pass rush can win them a game. But Bo Nix is either throwing behind the line of scrimmage or chucking it deep. And, you know, they tried to solve tight end with Ingram. Hasn't been great. Didn't really improve their running game like they thought they were going to. Sertan being out, I think, makes their defense good, but not spectacular. I will be very surprised if the Chiefs don't win this game coming out of the bye. But listen, I also give the Chiefs the benefit of the doubt, right? Like, the Chiefs, and they're 5-4, so they lose this game, I've got to reevaluate it. But until further notice, like, to me, the Chiefs are jack stack. Like, I just know you're excellent. I know you're great. I know the lamb ribs in the cheesy corn are going to hit every single time, and it's just like every time I come to town, I know it's going to deliver. Like, that's how I look at the Chiefs. That's how I look at the Chiefs in January until proven otherwise. They're just like an institution that you can count on, like Jack Stack Barbecue. And that sounded like a plug, and it wasn't. I just really want some lamb ribs.
This is how I've been saying it. I think there are two doors. Through door number one, to quote one of our favorite shows, The Wire, the king stay the king. If Kansas City wins this game on Sunday, nothing changes. The perception around Kansas City is exactly the same. I don't care that they're behind Denver. They stole the road game. The Chiefs are the favorite in the AFC West, and that's how it's been now for almost a decade. If the Chiefs lose this game, we're going to talk about the Chiefs very differently. Like, they come out and say it, hey, our number one goal every season is to win our division because it guarantees you a home playoff game. I don't think you're going to be able to check that box. And to me, this is the difference in being the one seed in the NCAA tournament where you are the favorite in your region, or being a 4 or 5 seed where, of course, you can go to the Final Four being a 4 or 5 seed, but you got to get hot. You got to be playing your best ball at the right time. It depends on how the bracket breaks down. We've never talked about the Chiefs that way, but if you're 5-5 in week 11, I can't talk about you like you're the best team in the AFC.
Yeah, I think that we're in agreement. What will happen to the Chiefs, though, is as long as they get into the tournament, I don't think anyone's going to pick against them in a given week. Like, it'll be like, well, are they the best team in the AFC? Eh, they didn't really play like it. All right, well, it's Chiefs, it's Chiefs Colts. Who do you like? I guess the Chiefs. And then next week, it'll be like, well, it's Chiefs Ravens. Who do you like? Well, I guess the Chiefs. You know, like, it's going to be one of those things where, can Houston beat him? Can Dallas beat him? Well, I guess if Jacksonville beat him, and I guess if Denver beat him out of the bye, I guess any given Sunday, I guess the Chiefs can lose. But then I think it's going to be very hard for people when the game actually comes around and it's actually time to make a pick in a playoff game for anyone to pick against Kansas City because of the last 6 years.
No, I'm 100% with you, and that's where just brand comes in. You know, I've seen the Chiefs play in so many of these big games over the last half decade, and I've seen them win 90% of these. Where the Broncos, you got to prove it. If you're the Colts, if you're the Patriots, you got to prove it in that spot, and you're 100% right. Like, there is going to be a large portion of Chiefs fans, a large portion of people around the country that feel like as long as Kansas City gets into the postseason, I'm going to pick them to win each individual game because I've seen them do it too many times.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, that's reasonable. Like that's how it was with Brady and the Patriots. Like that's how it was with the Bulls in the 90s. That is a totally reasonable level of analysis to bring into postseason football. But listen, man, I mean, if you lose this game, that the Chiefs it's not a trap game. They're not overlooking it. Like, none of that. So, like, if you lose this game, it will be like, how? Why? You know, it will be time to ask some uncomfortable questions about the 2025 Chiefs. And I'll say this, man. Mahomes this year, under pressure, has not been good. Like, it's just, he's been bad. He's been a below-average NFL quarterback when pressured, and it's been his worst under pressure season of his career. It's like he's bottom three in his by his own metrics in like completion percentage, passer rating, touchdowns, like under pressure. But just all of those things, he's like 21st in this one, 25th in that one, 27th in that one. And then you're playing a team that's the best pass rush team we've seen in a decade in the NFL. Like, that's how the Chiefs lose. If the Broncos hit him 9 times and sack him 4 times and he throws a pick when pressured, like, Mahomes has to get better under pressure this year. He has not been good enough.
The last thing is, so I am in the process of looking for a condo. I'm ready to move into the home ownership phase. It is going very hit or miss right now for me. There were two that I really liked. One, the HOA, I couldn't afford it. Like, I had to be realistic. Everybody kept telling me, don't be house poor. I had to walk away from it. I was preparing to put an offer on another place. We did some more digging. The plumbing situation was bad. My realtor told me not to get it. What advice would you give to me as a first-time homeowner?
How long do you have? I mean, listen, you don't want to be house poor. That's true. But you also don't want to get a crappy place where you're going to have to just spend a ton of money on upgrades. So, like, there's nothing worse than a bad plumbing situation. And, like, dude, you're talented. Just, like, make more money. Just make more money. Get a better spot. But you're not going to do anything. Like, you're going to – like, home ownership sucks. Like, it really does if you don't know how to do anything. And you don't know how to do anything. So you're going to be terrible at it, just like I was terrible at it.
One of my best friends in the world, Danny Park, and he believes in me, so you guys should believe in me too. That's Danny.
I'm just being honest with you, dude. Dude, I rent. I'm back to renting. I rent a ridiculously nice house in the most expensive suburb in the country because, like, home ownership just sucks. Like, it's like I don't know how to fix this garbage disposal. Gotta pay someone. Fix this garage door. got to pay someone. House floods, got to pay someone. It's just, I was running a gig economy. It was, now, again, my house was older and, like, there were some issues with it or whatever, but, like, it, if you don't know how to do the, like, you know, easy and intermediate stuff and you're literally outsourcing everything, it sucks. So, like, that is, like, the argument to getting a nicer spot, because then you won't be paying as much for maintenance. So, I don't know, buddy. I hope you were not looking to me for inspiration here, but you're incompetent just like I am, so you're probably going to be terrible at it. That's just the truth.
Danny, there's a lot of things I would look to you for. Inspiration or confidence in me, that's not your role in my life, and that's why I love you, and that's why I appreciate you. That's my brother.
I'm just being honest.
No, I'm with you. You made me feel so good about this. You know what? I can't wait to go out there and go back house hunting later this weekend. Thanks, Danny.
Go move into two lights or three light or one of those nice high-rises. Nothing goes wrong in those places. You'll be fine.
That is our guy, Danny Parkins, joining us on the show. We recorded that earlier because Danny is on television right now on Fox Sports 1. Rob, can I take a three-minute house detour before we get back to Chiefs and Broncos? I promise you this won't take very long. Number one, I told you this when I first started this process. Nobody that owns a home makes it sound like it's fun. Nobody. He just said it sucks. He said it sucks. That's what he said. It sucks. Why would I want to sign up for something in a 30-year agreement that sucks? That's number one. Nobody makes it sound fun. Number two, and I have noticed this, everybody tells you not to rent because you're throwing money away. And then, Rob, I've noticed as I've started to look for places to actually buy and own, it's like, oh, well, back in 2012, this used to cost this. How does that help me now? Why are you telling me this? Yes, it used to be cheaper at Chipotle back in the day. So now when I walk in there, I either got two options. I can either pay what they're telling me or leave. I could starve. What are the options now? I can't find a time machine. I can't go back and buy a home in 2007. That'd be great if I could go back in time and buy a house. That's not the way it works. That's what it costs now. That's what it costs. I wish it didn't cost that, but that's what it costs. So if you bought a house in 2015 and you got it for X amount and now it's worth that, I'm telling you it's great. But it doesn't matter what the market used to be. It only matters about what the market is now. Those are two things I'm tired. No one makes it sound fun. And then every time I look and I read about it, it's like, oh, well, this used to be. Why does it matter what it used to cost? It doesn't cost that now.
I think that's just people. They're trying. They're doing a bad job. But they're trying to explain to you, like, hey, man, some of these prices are just the world. So you can't. It's not me. You can't control it. They're trying to, like, be sympathetic while you're about to drop an arm and a leg on a condo. Like, that's why I think they're doing it. But, yes, I hate that, and I also hate people who try to one-up you with how bad their life has been. I don't care about your struggle. That, I'm sorry. We're not having a one-up game, but people who are like, it could have been easier back in the day. Okay, stop. Stop it. I don't care about back in the day.
Am I allowed to block this person that said Jack Stack has fallen off?
100%.
Okay.
Now, I have a question
for you. It's one of the most ridiculous things that have ever been texted into the show, and I've done this long enough. I've seen some doozies. Telling me Jack Stack has fallen off is a ridiculous stance.
Let me ask you a question, though. Do you believe different Jack Stacks around town have different qualities?
I only really go to two of them, so I'm not a good enough barometer of this. I either go to the Plaza one or the Freight House one.
Do you have a preferred Jack Stack, though?
No, not really. I don't care.
I don't think it's like Chipotle, where one is like...
Now, the Chipotle location absolutely
very
matters.
Important.
It absolutely matters. That's the thing I don't like most about Chipotle. There's so many factors. It could factor in if you are watching them make your bowl. It factors in if you watch them make it on the app. Like, there's too many things that go into it. But Jack Stack, I can't speak for all the different locations. Jack Stack is the same every time I go. The cheesy corn is amazing. The fries are amazing. The ribs are amazing. That's what I get. I don't really get much else there.
You get the fries?
I love their fries.
Really?
I like dipping them in the sauce.
I've never gotten their fries before. I think I usually get the cheesy potato bake. The cheesy potato bake, I can't speak highly enough of that.
I'm okay. I mean, I'm not saying that's just not my. I'm getting the cheesy corn. I'm getting the fries. I might get a little bit of onion rings.
Onion rings are very good.
I'm either getting their burn-ins or I'm getting their ribs. I don't really eat much else there. I just really
wings,
like those
wings
two
are
things.
Very good.
Oh yeah, I'll get the wing sometimes. Yeah, for sure.
I don't think it's as dramatic as Chipotle, but if someone in my family's like, "Hey, we're going to Jack Stack," I'm like, "Which one?" Because there's a few on the Kansas side where I'm like, they're both good, but one is better. So I make sure to go to the better one.
I don't even got an endorsement with Jack Stack, but saying Jack Stack fell off on this show is a statement. I can't let fly. I'm sorry. I got to tell Mr. Gates himself, I'm sorry. I had to stand up for Jack Stack's honor. That was crazy. We'll get back to Chiefs and Broncos coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Fourth down, less than a yard. Single back is Darrell Williams. DeMarcus Robinson comes in motion, and Mahomes sneaks it, and somebody better guard that ankle. Mitchell Schwartz and Martinez Rankin will guard the ankle like the guards outside Buckingham Palace. It looks like it's a first down on the quarterback sneak by Patrick Mahomes. Is he off the field? He is not. He might be hurt, Kendall. They are calling to the sideline.
Mahomes, hey, Rob, what's happening hurt. Right now? What's going on here? No.
As he went on the quarterback sneak, he is down on his left hip, and he has taken his helmet off.
And Rob.
The Chiefs run a quarterback sneak on fourth down in less than a yard, and Mahomes is injured.
What are you doing?
At 9:43 to go in the second quarter, the Chiefs leading 10-6.
And people taking a knee. Chiefs players slamming their helmet on the ground. This is clearly something very bad.
Hold on.
Quarterback sneak on
Let me get this straight.
Memorable moments from Broncos Chiefs games was the assignment.
This is out of pocket. I'm sorry. I got to throw a challenge flag here. There is some person who is just getting off work and they just decided to turn on our show. They have thousands of options. There's a whole other sports talk station, there's podcasts, there's Spotify. For whatever reason, they have decided to come to this radio show for us to entertain them for however long they plan on listening. And the first thing that that person heard was Mitch Holtz's voice, and they got excited and they got happy, thinking it was going to be a highlight. And it was the audio of Patrick Mahomes dislocating his knee. You are sick. What's going on over there? Why would you do this?
I was told to
you've been having a different energy ever since this Darren Peterson stuff. I know it's not working out the way you wanted it to work out. And as somebody who has KU season tickets, as you have seen your two tickets just turn into paperweights these last couple of days, that's some of the most flagrant activities you have ever performed on this show. That's out of pocket. I'm sorry. That's out of pocket is what you just did. That's wild.
Is it or is it not a memorable moment? People remember that moment.
That's wild. You don't think that's wild? The text line is saying this is how we lost in the Pitch magazine. This is why we lost.
Would you have preferred a Matt Moore touchdown from that game?
We should never talk about that. That's crazy that you would do that. That's unseemly that you would do that.
That highlight has cost the Chiefs a lot in 4th-and-1 ever since then. Because yeah. They've gotten scared ever since then.
I'm telling you, there's somebody that just got off work. I had a serious segment to go. I have points and stats ready to go. And you're playing Patrick Mahomes' knee injury? That's crazy. I'm sorry. That's crazy. You know what? You're on timeout this segment. I don't want to hear you talk anymore the rest of the segment. I don't want nothing. Just whenever it's time to play the traffic, hit the button. We got to do this. Text line, I'm sorry. I hate to talk to Rob like this. 913-586-7965. He has to go in timeout. He's got to. Rob, I don't even want your camera on right now. Turn your camera off. I don't even want them to look at you right now. It's real sick work over there. Oh, my goodness. Let's try to move forward. We got 5 minutes left in this segment. Let's try to salvage it. I apologize. I didn't have nothing to do with that. I swear to you, he did this when I was talking to Danny earlier today. He was like, oh, you know, hey, while you go do that, I'll go do this. Little did I know he was doing the devil's work. I didn't know that's what he was up to. I had absolutely no clue that's what was happening. I wouldn't have interviewed Danny had I known that was going to be happening. I want to read to you guys a stat. I got to read it to you. Because my focus on this game is going to be the line of scrimmage. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be the line of scrimmage. Why the Chiefs lost to Buffalo? They got dominated on the offensive line of scrimmage, and they got dominated on the defensive side of the ball. Buffalo ran the ball with James Cook for 113 yards. Josh Allen had 2 rushing touchdowns. Their defensive ends lived in the backfield, and Mahomes had one of his least accurate days in his entire career. So I'm putting a responsibility on Chris Jones here. Chris Jones is the 4th highest paid defensive player in the National Football League. This defense works because Chris Jones is an elite defensive player. He's got to play better in the second half than he played in the first half. Here was Chris Jones when he was asked about it.
We always got room for improvement. I think that's the goal throughout the season. Be limitless. Don't hold no cap over yourself. And, the first half of the season for me was challenging, to say the least. But we got 8 more games to play. It's a lot of football left, and a lot of things can happen. You know, it's never really how you start in this game. It's how you finish. Because the first 8 weeks or 9 weeks, it's kind of over, you know, when you think about it. You don't know what we did the first 4 games. You know we lost a few, but you don't know what happened throughout the game. So that's the beauty of an NFL season. It's a marathon. And the journey of the marathon is longevity. So when you look back at the end of the season, then you probably see a different team than you see at the first 8 weeks or a different player that you've seen at the first 8 weeks of the season.
I don't know what Chris Jones was talking about there. I mean, he said a lot of cool things about a journey, and that's the beauty of the National Football League. Dog, I ain't trying to hear none of that. I'm going to give you some real hardcore numbers. Did you know that the Broncos this year, they are 9th in the NFL at running the football? This is a game in which they're not going to have J.K. Dobbins, who has had a very, very good season. J.K. Dobbins has had a very, very good year, but we don't think that he's going to play in this game. So now the responsibility is going to be on R.J. Harvey. R.J. Harvey was a player that his name was kind of floated as a potential pick for the Kansas City Chiefs, that they were going to take a mid-round running back. They didn't take him, but R.J. Harvey is a capable running back who can have some success in this game. So we know Denver's going to run the ball. We know they're going to support Bo Nix and try to establish the offensive line. Let me give you another stat this year. Did you know that Bo Nix has been sacked just 10 times this year? That is good for 33rd place in the National Football League. So sometimes we talk about all of these advanced numbers and advanced analytics when it comes to certain things, but sometimes we can just use the old traditional ways. The Broncos run the football successfully. They also protect their quarterback. That's how I know their offensive line is good. So in a matchup like this, in which I don't know many people that are expecting the Broncos to come out and hang 31 on Kansas City's defense, how would the Broncos beat the Chiefs? They would win by controlling the line of scrimmage, running the football, protecting their quarterback, and also getting after your quarterback. That's how they win this football game. So I'm looking at their offensive line, in which they have spent a lot of resources, first-round picks, second contracts, second-round picks. They have spent a lot of money. Think about it. From their center over to their right tackle, there is probably not a team in the league that spends more money in the National Football League on those three positions than Kansas City does. And they also spent a first-round pick on them and a second-round pick. This is the offensive line that they envisioned. This is the offensive line that Brett Veach created. If you are somebody that follows the motto of, in Brett Veach we trust, you got to trust him with this offensive line. It's his brainchild. This is your team, the one that you put together. And on that defensive side, you paid Chris Jones, you paid George Karlaftis, you brought back Charles Omenihu, you paid Mike Dana. This is your offensive and defensive line. Big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games. And the reason you lost the Bills game was because your offensive line wasn't good enough and your defensive line wasn't good enough. And you got beat by a good football team. I might not believe in the Broncos in terms of winning the Super Bowl, but I don't think we would disagree that they are a good football team, a team that's capable of running the football, a team that is capable of protecting their quarterback, and certainly a team that is capable of getting after your quarterback. They have a player right now that has 9.5 sacks so far this season and will be a first-team all-pro defensive player. They are not good defensively. They are potentially great defensively. So how do you do those things? And your ability to pull those things off will be the reason that you win or lose this game. So I'm looking at the offensive line. I'm looking at the defensive line, and I'm giving you the numbers. Bo Nix has only been sacked 10 times this year. That is 33rd place. There's only 32 teams in the league. That's how good they've been when it comes to protecting him, and they run the football successfully. There is a player on the offensive side that I want to highlight as well. I'll tell you who it is next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, y'all. I don't try to operate this show like I'm above Rob, because I'm not. Rob and I are a team. We are of equal importance. My success is his success. His success is mine. Like, we're not competing against one another. But sometimes I got to put my foot down. Now, I don't want to completely go back to what happened in the last segment. But let me tell you, if you missed it, be thankful. And for those of you that had to hear it, I want to apologize to you guys, because it was uncalled for. There was no reason. We're already on thin ice with people. We're already on shaky ground with people, and you're bringing up bad memories. So I said the last segment you were on timeout. I wasn't throwing it to you. I didn't want you to chime in on the game. I didn't want your opinion on the game. Are you ready to apologize to the listeners in hopes that we can move forward and have a good final hour and 15 minutes of the show?
I am willing to mea culpa. That's on me. I was told to pick memorable moments, but you know what? I didn't pick memorable, happy moments. I just picked moments that people remember forever. So I apologize. I have now what I believe over the last 15 years of the Chiefs and Broncos rivalry is the singular most iconic moment in the rivalry. Fans were at Arrowhead this day. They walked out of the stadium remembering this moment forever. They told their friends about it.
So you're telling me you're about to play the Dante Hall? Play the punt return?
I'm telling you that the city was buzzing for days later moment between Chiefs and Broncos that took place at Arrowhead Stadium.
24 apiece with 36 seconds to go in regulation. Chiefs break the huddle, three wide, like a four-man rush by Denver. Draw play. Charles, they're waiting on him, gets just a yard. Now fumbles the ball late. It's picked up by the Broncos, and they're going to run it into the end zone as he ruled down by contact. There's a flag on the play. They're going to say this is a fumble recovery for a touchdown, but there's also a flag on the play. So hang on. Charles fumbled. Was he down by contact?
There was no flag on the play, no foul. The ruling on the field is a fumble recovered by Denver. Touchdown.
Like I said, the most memorable moment of the rivalry happened in 2015, 10 years ago, between Chiefs and Broncos, when Jamaal Charles fumbled and cost the Chiefs the game.
You're a bad person. That's what I'm going to tell you. You're a bad person. I got to extend your timeout. I got to extend it.
We can talk about running back now.
No, I don't want to talk to you about it.
It'd be the perfect scene when I talk about running back.
I'd rather take calls than talk to you. Don't worry. I got it. I got it the rest of the way. You don't worry about it. You just sit back. You relax is what I want you to do. Text line 913-586-7965. Can you guys please let Rob know how unhappy you are right now about the way that he's been acting for the last 20 minutes? I don't know what's gotten into him.
I'm just saying that moment was
You're legendary timeout. Are you not? Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? You are on timeout. I'm about to delete all of these out of the system. Let me just delete them. I'm deleting them. We're done. We don't need any more highlights for the rest of the day. Stop it. We got enough highlights. We don't need any more. Two things before Rob can talk again. The first thing, this is what a rivalry is supposed to feel like, in my opinion. You guys know my feeling on Chiefs and Raiders. Like, we try to make the Chiefs and Raiders rivalry still a thing, but it's not really a thing anymore. They don't really play important games. The Raiders haven't really done anything in the last 20 years. They don't go to the playoffs. They don't have a good quarterback. Like, we try to make the Raiders, you know, because it meant something when we were kids. You know, Bill Grigsby and Raiders Week and Marty Schottenheimer and the Silver and Black and Al Davis. I get it why we want the Chiefs and Raiders rivalry to be something, but it's not. It's not. This is what a division rivalry is supposed to look like and feel like. This is what it's supposed to look like. Not a noon game between the Chiefs and the Chiefs and the Raiders. No, it's a night Christmas Day game on Amazon. That's what it's supposed to look like. It's supposed to be that the winner of this game wins the division. It's supposed to be memories and back and forth and block field goals and great. That's what a rivalry is supposed to feel like. That's what the Chiefs and the Broncos have, a real rivalry. And I don't care that the Chiefs have won 13 out of 14 games. I really don't. I don't care. You know this game is going to be close. You know this game matters. Chiefs fans, you know it takes work to go take over their stadium. You don't really got to do a whole lot of work to take over the Raiders stadium. In fact, they welcome you to come take it over. Welcome. Like, they want you there to come take over the stadium. When you go out to LA and SoFi and you play the Chargers, they don't have any fans. That's your stadium too. No, the Broncos, they got a real fan base. They push back. They got a history. They've done some things. They've beat you. It's a little bit of a rivalry. This is what a divisional rivalry is supposed to mean and feel like. You're supposed to play in these kinds of games. The Chiefs have been at the top of the mountain for 9 years. This is one of the most impressive streaks in NFL history. The fact that you have won a division for 9 consecutive years, and the Broncos, they have done everything they can over the last 4 years to try to close the gap between you and them. They went out to go get Sean Payton to close the gap. They drafted a quarterback in the first round. Look at some of the moves and trades and signings. The Broncos have done a very good job over the course of the last 4 or 5 years in trying to close the gap between where Kansas City has been and where they are. This is the test. Have you done it? Have you been successful? Because success is winning the division. Success is taking home games away from Kansas City. That's what success is. And you were trying to keep them unsuccessful in what they are trying to do. That's what a rivalry is supposed to feel like and look like. And that's why CBS has circled this game as the 325 game, despite how stacked this weekend is. You got the biggest draw in the National Football League in the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, and they are playing their most important game of the season. Where else are we going to be? So no, we are not going to Tampa Bay and Buffalo, even though that might be the better game. We don't care about that. We are going to be in Denver covering this is because we put our best team with the best team and the biggest game. And that's what I think this is in the AFC. I wish I could get Rob's thoughts on this, but I can't because he's not here. He's invisible. I'm not even looking at Rob. I think this is a Rashee Rice game. With no Patrick Surtain, you got to show me how good Riley Moss is. And if Xavier Worthy is going to play in this game, you got Rashee Rice back. You got the other weapons and the other options. I really want to see how much the Chiefs wide receivers can test this Broncos secondary. Now, a lot of it just stems from you got to control the line of scrimmage and keep your quarterback upright. And we all know what Patrick Mahomes' hero ball looks like and running around and losing his fundamentals and playing like a chicken with his head cut off sometimes. If you get good in the pocket, calm Patrick Mahomes in this game, I think there's a big opportunity to take advantage of this Broncos secondary that doesn't have their best player. Like, Patrick Surtain is the best corner in the National Football League. Might be talking about one of the top 10 defensive players. I know you would take a pass rusher over him. Like, we're talking about a potentially great all-time Hall of Fame-type cornerback that is not playing in this game. The Broncos are missing some key pieces coming into this one. No Patrick Surtain. Also, J.K. Dobbins not expected to play. So their number one running back, who is having a very, very good season, and their number one cornerback, you got an opportunity to really go in there and really take advantage of those players who are missing for the Denver Broncos and go win this football game. We've been talking about it. This is a the king, stay the king. The Broncos want what you have. Don't give it to them. And let them know that despite everything that they have built, everything that they have accomplished so far this season, it doesn't matter because they can't beat you and they can't win their division. And turn them from a team that thinks they're the best team in the AFC to turning them into a wild card team and making them go on the road in the first week of the NFL playoffs. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get to the top story, which is Chiefs and Broncos. Keep it right here. So drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.